You are tuned into FM 90.3 WJTL. It's Peter Burton. So long, good morning, and happy Tuesday. 7:04 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
KCB Fest is back for its 14th year, and it's happening on Saturday, August 22nd at the Junction Center. Enjoy a full day of live music, activities, and fun for the whole family. Admission is free, but tickets are required. Tickets are available Monday, August 3rd at 10 a.m. Get the details at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
We have a very special guest this morning. His name is Aaron Keller. He's the overseer over at the Knights of the Kingdom. Aaron, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's really good to have you. You got a big team at Knights of the Kingdom. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, boy. I should probably just give a shout out to my wife, Alexa, and our three boys who are also part of the team. So
three boys. That keeps you busy, right?
Yeah.
How
definitely.
Old?
They are seven. James, I should say their names. James is seven. Solomon just turned six, and Adam is four.
Fantastic, man. Yeah. I love it. Well, Aaron, tell us all about the Knights of the Kingdom.
Yeah, so this is a small Christian nonprofit, and we've been around since 2020, and we basically look for partners with other nonprofit Christian ministries, gospel-centered ministries, and what we'll do is we'll see what their needs are, and we will build small teams to serve those needs. Sometimes those needs are, you know, construction or they could even be administrative needs, but we want to get the right people on the team to serve. And so it's a blessing not only to the ministry who's being served, but it's a blessing for folks to use their God-given skills and experiences and abilities to serve. And it's just been really beautiful to see. And that's an all-volunteer force. And it's God's blessed it in the last 6 years, I guess, and we're just excited to see what he does next.
Yeah, I love off air you were using some cool examples, because really anyone can get involved in something like this. If you can swing a hammer well, you're involved. You even use me as an example with, you know, experience in radio. That could be something for promotions. You also use the example of this made-up character called Bob the Electrician to paint an example of what you guys do. Could you share that with everyone?
So, you know, growing up in church, there was always a missions trip on, you know, scheduled for the summer. And I always thought about, what about the guys or gals sitting in the congregation who maybe would like to do something like that, but maybe they don't want to go to Nicaragua and paint a fence with a bunch of teenagers. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a need, and that's a great thing. But there's Bob the Electrician, and he thinks, oh, boy, I'd love to do something like that, but I'm just not sure that's the thing. But if the pastor or somebody else came up and said, Bob, we got a church in Nicaragua that needs rewired, and I know you have a heart to serve, and we'd love to see you do it, I bet Bob would jump out of the pew, right? And so it's that idea. And I think what else is interesting, Liam, is, you know, we do this, and we do this intentionally, and intentionality is the kind of the watchword for all of this, but nobody needs an organization like ours to do this kind of stuff.
Sure.
There are a million ministries in all of our purview, and all we need to do is find out what are their needs, how can I plug in, and that's how God designed the church. You know, he's given us skills and gifts and abilities, and he expects us to use them. I guess that's the other big thing.
Yeah,
you know, we're not supposed to be latent in how we serve, and so I would just encourage all your listeners to find out, you know, how can they serve in their church, how can they serve in their community, and use what God's given them. So, but if you want to serve with us, that's awesome too. So.
That's awesome. If folks want to get more information about your organization, is there a good website that they can visit?
Yeah, we have a long and it's a lengthy website, but it's the Knights of the Kingdom, Knights K-N-I-G-H-T-S .org. So the Knights of the Kingdom .org. So you'll find everything on there: events, how to get connected, some of the recent stuff we've gotten into. So
it must be very neat to see the body of Christ working in this way. Do you have any cool stories of how God has worked through the Knights of the Kingdom?
Yeah, I think a good example, we work with some international partners, and I think a really cool example was a couple years ago, we took a team of five down to Peru to serve with our international partners, and on the team was a videographer, a mechanic, an accountant, an administrator, and a guy who was dedicated solely to prayer, and that was a guy that had had come out of addiction and incarceration, and he was there to just dedicate prayer to the event, and that was... that was really special, because it really highlights, hey, it's not just about these, you know, what might be considered hard skills or soft skills. It's folks who are just using their skills to serve in all these different capacities. And so that's what we want to see more of.
I love it. And it's all across the Susquehanna Valley, a little bit internationally, yep. if I'm correct there. So there's no limit geographically, and there's no limit to whatever skills you have. It sounds like anyone can get involved in
that's
something
right.
like this.
Yeah,
if
right.
folks want to get more information about maybe volunteering or just details, that is all at your website?
It is, yeah. And we have, you know, social media accounts, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever else. But yeah, you can find it on the website or connect with us through social.
Awesome, man. Check it out, theknightsofthekingdom.org. We're going to talk more with Aaron on the way next. Some great tunes are on the way as well. Franny Cash, Switchfoot, and more next.
This is Kim Clayston, local news, underwritten by Sight and Sound Theaters. The brand new musical adventure Joshua is live on stage. Information at sight-sound.com. Here's what's happening. Traffic is severely backed up following a crash on Route 15 in York County. The wreck happened in the northbound lanes of Carroll Township near Baltimore Street and Dillsburg Borough around 3:40 a.m. The crash is blocking multiple lanes of traffic, causing extensive delays in the area. Crews are at the scene working to clean up the wreck. Drivers are reminded to be alert and use caution. CWGAL.com for details. Columbia Borough has rescheduled its fireworks celebration for Saturday, September 26th, after storms forced a change of plans on July 4th. The show will also celebrate Columbia's 300th anniversary. Read more at LancasterOnline.com. Now in sports, in baseball, the Pirates took the Diamondbacks 3-2, Orioles over the Tigers 8-5, Phillies fell to the Marlins 8-7, Mets crushed the Braves 14-3, and Yankees beat the White Sox 9-5. I'm Kaylin, that's your latest.
At KCB.